It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, November 21st. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. As the presidential transition continues, let's talk about jobs. The CEO of IBM, Jeannie Romedy, has written an open letter to President-elect Donald Trump, asking him to focus on training Americans for so-called new-collar jobs here in the U.S. They're sort of like IT jobs, but they're more vocational, and they require less than a four-year degree to work in cybersecurity, data science, artificial intelligence. For more on how to grow this job market, here's Darius Arani, chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute at Towson University. Darius, how many jobs are we talking about here?
The nation, there's about 5 million job openings that range from high skill to medium skill. And the challenge oftentimes is trying to get the right individuals geographically located to where the jobs and the training are.
And that sounds like it is easier said than done, right? What are the barriers?
Oh, hugely easier. So, you know, we think about individuals who there may be a job if you're in the Midwest and say there are jobs in, Iowa, but you're in Kansas. You may not know anybody in Iowa that can sort of put you up for 6 months to maybe you can train in that program. So The networking effect is perhaps not as strong as it should be.
What could, now I know that obviously bringing back jobs and creating jobs was a huge part of this election campaign. What could President-elect Trump do to help sort of make some of these programs more accessible and these jobs more available?
Well, I think part of it is that sort of putting, you know, targeting the funding to make sure that basically it's accessible to all constituents. And they may need to be made aware of it. You know, oftentimes if you're sitting at home at, 10 o'clock in the morning, you may not be employed, but you see truck driver advertisements for truck driver schools. We need to have some of those type of programs more advertised for IT specialists.
Darius, are there any regions of the country that you think, you know, maybe some of these Rust Belt areas that we heard so much about over the last few months, areas of the country that are ripe for development in this kind of job training?
The Midwest, places that I've sort of seen businesses leave. The one nice thing about IT is as long as you have a good high-speed internet connection, you can, do that job and or learn about that job.
And how good are these jobs? How do they compare to manufacturing jobs in terms of pay?
They're about on par. So here in Maryland, for example, you know, people who work for NSA starting out will probably be close to six figures, and people working in private industry will be exceeding six figures. The thing about cyber is we will never be rid of it. It's an industry that continues to grow because of the outside pressures and influences that we feel.
That's Darius Arani, chief economist at the Regional Economic Studies Institute with Towson University in Maryland. Darius, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Speaking of jobs in the tech industry, on Friday, the president-elect nominated Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama as the nation's next attorney general. Sessions is a devoted opponent of immigration, both illegal and legal. Here he is speaking at the Republican National Convention this summer.
The fact is, we just don't have enough jobs being created now for the people who are here. Does this help to explain why our wages have fallen? And why we have the lowest percentage of Americans actually holding a job in 40 years? Our duty as elected officials is to get our people jobs first.
If Sessions is confirmed, his policies could have a major impact on the tech industry, which has pushed the U.S. to let in more high-skilled immigrants to fill engineering jobs across Silicon Valley. In fact, some reports suggest that as many as two-thirds of tech workers in the Valley are foreign-born. On the campaign trail, Trump blasted the H-1B visas that tech companies use to bring in workers from overseas. And Hillary Clinton also acknowledged that the visa system can be abused and some companies might fill high-tech jobs with low-paid foreign workers instead of hiring American employees. I guess we're about to find out how serious that tech worker shortage really is. One company that's made a big deal about bringing jobs to America is Shinola. The Detroit-based company is best known for fancy watches made mostly in America. It also makes an odd collection of bicycles, leather goods, pocket knives, household items. Shinola is even planning to open a hotel in 2018. But its latest expansion launches this week. The company is moving into audio. Its first product is a turntable called the Runwell, which features things like a moving magnet cartridge, a built-in preamp, less than 0.1% wow and flutter. I'm kind of out of my depth here because the last time I used a turntable was to play Jackson 5 records when I was a kid. But I'm told this is superior gear, and the price tag matches. The new turntable costs $2,500. The guy behind Shinola's new expansion is Alex Rawson, Shinola's director of audio. He also founded the audiophile headphones company Audiz. Now he is headed for Detroit. I recently spoke to Rawson at the Shinola store in Palo Alto, California.
Pretty much the gauntlet of consumer electronics audio products. We are starting with the turntable, though.
I imagine that you are... I don't imagine. I'm going to go ahead and assume that you're a fan of high-quality audio, which seems like it's been making a resurgence, but how big a market do you think that is?
It is a large market. I mean, it depends on who you are and what you want. If you want convenience, that's one thing, and I like convenience sometimes, but I also like to sit down and enjoy music the way it should be. So I think a lot of people don't consider themselves audiophiles, but they are deep down because we all have eyes and ears, and you can tell by looking at different TVs which one you would like. It's similar to audio.
Do I want to get my watch and my purse and my bicycle and my hotel stay and my hipster turntable all from the same company?
I think that is the goal. I think it really it's more about kind of making quality products and creating jobs doing so.
Are you moving to Detroit?
I have a house there. Yes, I spend a lot of time there. I've not forced my wife to have to move there, but I spend a majority of my time there, so it's back and forth a lot.
So talk about, you started a high-end audio company before. Talk about the differences in manufacturing of, say, in California versus Detroit.
The differences are the infrastructure in Detroit. There's, for me, I don't think there's much like it in California, Southern California. There's, you know, we have manufacturing, but it's very specialized. In Detroit, I think the opportunity is huge for manufacturing.
So now that, you know, you're sort of semi-located in Detroit, and I know that that's such a huge part of the Shinola story, but the products are very luxury. Do you feel that cognitive dissonance at all of making products that maybe a lot of people there can't afford?
Absolutely not. Definitely not. No, I don't feel any. I think it's perfect for the brand. I think it's perfect for the movement, and definitely the, you know, what Tom and the company want to do. So, no, I don't think so.
Great. Alex Rawson, director of Audio Shinola. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.